Chapter 11. Wednesday 1. Decide. Bad meetings often look like this.
I have a solution. Let's do it.
I hate it.
Let me explain. I have another solution.
Oh, I like the new one.
Hate the new one.
But wait, let me explain the first one.
One person has a solution. Then other people in the group give their opinions on it. After that, another person tries to explain their solution. Then a different person has a new idea. Meetings like this make everyone feel tired and cross. In a sprint, things are different. We show all the solutions at the same time. Then we give our opinions on all the solutions at the same time. Finally, we all make a decision at the same time.
Solution.
Solution.
Solution. Opinion.
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 Decide. For many years, we have worked to make sure that our sprint decisions work well and make decisions quickly. To do this, we now have a 5-step process. Step 1. Art Museum. Stick the sketches on the wall. Step 2. Heat Map. Look at the solutions without speaking. Then use dot stickers to show the interesting parts of the sketches. This looks like a heat map, a map that uses colors to show where important things happen. Step 3. Quick discussion. Quickly discuss the most important parts of each solution. Then, write the big ideas on sticky notes. Step 4. Voting. Each person chooses one solution and votes for it with a dot sticker. Step 5. Supervote. The decider makes the final decision using stickers with a different color. In all of these steps, we use stickers or things that stick. When we do this, it helps us to make quick, clear decisions without lots of unnecessary discussion. It also stops us from forgetting things that we have already discussed or decided. Here is how the process works. Step 1. Art Museum. The first step is simple. When you arrive on Wednesday morning, nobody has seen the solution sketches yet. We want everybody to look at each one carefully. So, stealing an idea from museums, we hang the solution sketches on the wall. Stick the sketches in one long row with space between them, like the pictures on the wall of a museum. This means that the people on the team do not need to stand too close to each other. Instead, they will be able to look at each sketch carefully. It is also a good idea to put the sketches in the same order as they appear on the storyboard. Step 2. Heat Map. When you explain ideas, there are lots of possible problems. If someone argues for their idea well and is good at persuading people, the team members' opinions will be affected. Because of this, it is possible that people on the team will not make a fair decision. They might like this person's idea more because the person is better at persuading people, although it is not really the best idea. The same thing happens when you trust the person who is explaining their idea. For example, if you say to yourself, "Jamie always has good ideas, so I'm sure this idea is good," your opinion will be affected. It is not difficult for people to argue for bad ideas in a meeting. But in the real world, these people will not be there to explain their ideas. Instead, the ideas have to be clear and easy to understand. If an idea confuses an expert in a sprint, it will also confuse a customer. So, the heat map exercise helps you to use a key moment and learn from it. This is the moment when everyone on the team looks at the sketches for the first time, before they know anything about them. This is how it works. Before the team starts to look at the sketches, give everyone some small dot stickers, 20 to 30 dots each. Then, follow these instructions. 1. Do not talk. 2. Look at a solution sketch. 3. Put your dot stickers next to the parts you like, if you like any of them. 4. Put 2 or 3 dots on the ideas that you think are the most exciting. 5. If you have a question, write it on a sticky note and put it below the sketch. 6. Continue to the next sketch and repeat 1 through 5. There are no rules for these dots. If people want to put dots on their own sketch, that is fine. If people have used all their dots, give them some more. By the end, you will have something like this. Questions go below. Heat map. Groups of dots mark best ideas. Together, all the dots make a heat map on the sketches. This shows you which ideas the team members think are the most interesting. The heat map is quick and easy to do, but it is a key step in the process. But there are some problems with the heat map. It cannot tell you why people like the idea. Also, if you do not understand what the person who drew the sketch meant, the heat map cannot explain it to you. To find out what a sketch means, you need to discuss it with the team. This is the next stage. Step 3. Quick discussion. In this step, you and your team will discuss each solution, and you will make notes of the most interesting and useful ideas. The conversation will be organized, and only a few minutes are allowed for it. You might find that the conversation is difficult at first, but it will be easier when you are used to it. During this step, the facilitator is going to be very busy. So, another person on the team will need to help the facilitator. This person is called the scribe, an old word that means writer. While the team members are looking at the sketches on the wall, the scribe will write down the most interesting and useful ideas on sticky notes. How do the scribe's notes help the process? First, they help everyone on the team to talk about the sketches in the same way. Team members can use the scribe's notes to use the same words to describe solutions, so that everyone understands them. Next, the notes help to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to speak. Finally, the scribe's notes are a way to organize the team's ideas, which makes it easier for everyone to vote in the next step. This is how the quick discussion works. 1. Everyone looks at the same solution sketch. 2. Allow only 3 minutes for this. 3. The facilitator tells the story of the sketch. For example, here it looks like a customer is looking at a video on a website. Now they are moving to the next page, which has information about the coffee. 4. The facilitator points at and describes the best ideas, which have lots of stickers on them. For example, there are lots of dots next to the video with the head of a woman who is speaking on it. 5. The team members point at and describe any good ideas that the facilitator has not noticed. 6. The scribe writes all the best ideas on sticky notes and sticks them above the sketch. Give each idea a simple name. For example, talking head video. 7. Look at all the questions. 8. The person who has made the sketch does not speak until the end. Then the facilitator asks, "Who did this sketch? Please say who you are. Thank you. Is there anything in your sketch that we have not noticed or understood?" 9. The sketcher explains any ideas that the team did not notice or understand. Then they answer the team's questions. 10. Continue to the next sketch and repeat 1 through 9. As you can see, the person who did the sketch does not speak until the end of the process. This might seem strange, but it saves time, and it means that team members are able to be fairer and more honest. This is because, while they are discussing an idea, they do not know whose it is. Try to make each discussion take 3 minutes or less. However, if a sketch has a lot of good ideas, you can continue for another 2 minutes. But if a sketch has very few dots, and the sketcher does not explain it well, you can stop immediately and continue to the next sketch. The reason that you are having a quick discussion is to make sure that you have written down all the most interesting ideas. You do not need to discuss whether something should be part of the prototype. You will do that later. Also, you should not try to find new ideas while you are looking at the sketches. Just write down what is interesting about each solution. At the end of your discussion, your wall will look like this. Best ideas written on sticky notes. If you are the facilitator, the quick discussion means that you will need to think quickly and make sure that the group is working well. But it should be fun as well. Step 4. Voting. The key thing to remember for this step is that you need to make honest decisions when you vote. Sometimes, when people are working in groups, they try to make decisions that they think everyone on the team will agree with. This is usually because they want everybody in the group to feel happy with the final decision. Also, perhaps they think that this is a fairer way to decide. However, this way of making decisions will not work well in a sprint. In the end, it is the decider who will make the final decision. The reason for the team's vote is to help the decider to decide. So everyone's vote has to be honest. Team members should vote to support the idea that they think is the best. They should not try to guess which idea most people on the team will vote for. Step 5. Supervote. Because the supervote is the final decision, the decider gets 3 supervotes. The sketches that the decider votes for will be the ones that your team will prototype and test. The decider can choose ideas that most of the team members voted for, or they can forget the team members' votes. They can vote for one idea, or use their 3 supervotes for different ideas. The decider can do anything they want. The decider's supervote stickers. What everybody else gets. Finally, when the decider has voted, the most difficult decision of the week has been made. It will look something like this. Supervotes. The sketches with supervotes on them are the winners. You will use these winning ideas to plan your prototype, and then you will test them on Friday. You can move the pages on the wall so that the supervote winners are all together in the same place, like this. Ideas with supervotes are used for your prototype. Winners. Maybe laters. The sketches that got no supervotes are not winners, but they are still useful. We can call them maybe laters because it is possible that we will want to return to them. You might want to use them when you plan your prototype, or perhaps you will use them in a later sprint. It is important to remember that this process is not perfect. Sometimes, deciders make mistakes. Sometimes good ideas are not chosen. But although the process is not perfect, it is fast. This speed will help you to reach the sprint's final goal when you test your product on Friday. After your team has organized the decisions that won, everyone will be happy. That is because the biggest decision of the sprint has been made. Everyone has given their opinion, and everyone understands how you arrived at the decision. But there is one more problem. Each decider gets 3 votes, and there are sometimes 2 deciders. This means that there will often be more than one winning sketch. What do you do if the winning sketches do not work well with each other? In this situation, you do not have to make a choice immediately. Instead, you can prototype both ideas. Then, in Friday's test, you will be able to see what your customers think about each idea. Your 2 ideas will fight against each other. We call this kind of test a rumble, which means fight. In a rumble, your team can look at different ideas at the same time. It is not always necessary to do a rumble. Sometimes, there is only one winning sketch. Sometimes, there are many winners, but they all work well together. Ask yourselves, can we combine all our winning sketches in the same product? If the answer is yes, you do not need to do a rumble. Instead, try to use all your winning ideas in your product. If you have more than one winning solution, the whole team should discuss what to do. The team should decide whether to do a rumble or use all their winning ideas in one product. It is usually easy for teams to make this decision. But if not, ask the decider to make the final decision. It is now lunchtime on Wednesday. You have decided which sketches are the best. These winning sketches are the ones that will give you the best answers to your sprint questions. They are also the ones that will help you to reach your long-term goals. Next, it is time to use all these decisions to plan all the things that you need to do. If you do this, it will help you to finish your prototype. When you have made your plan, you will be ready to test your ideas on Friday.